Today, Shir's Masechta Bava Basra on Daf Samach Dalet. We will begin on Daf Samach Gimel Amud Beis, 11 lines from the bottom of the Amud. The last word on the line, Lema. In yesterday's Shir, beginning at the two dots, 5 lines from the top of the Amud, we learnt a halacha from Rab Dimi Minardo, who said that if someone is selling a boer and a dus to his friend, he sold him a house, so it is, if he wants to also include in the mechir the boer and the dus, then he has to write a lashon of tahoim ara va'ad rum rakia. It is not sufficient that he writes the words of umka veruma, as we explained in yesterday's shir, because umka and ruma are necessary to include other things that normally will not be included in the sale of a bias. And as a stam bias would not include umka veruma, meaning that if the moicher wanted to dig under the house that he's selling without causing any damage to the loikeach, he would be able to do so unless it's written that in the mechira, not only am I selling you the house, I'm also selling you the umka, the depths. The moicher would retain the airspace on top of the house unless he put into the shtar the word ruma, that he's selling not only the house, but the ruma up to the heights as well. So if he wanted to include a bor and a dus, which are two types of water reservoirs, which have a totally different function than the residential area of the house itself, that would not be included even if he used the words umka veruma. He would have to add additional words to include in the sale the bor and the dus to the loikeach. And what are those words? Mitahoim ara va'ad roim rakiyah. That was the halacha of Rav Dimi Minardo. So the main thing that we get out of Rav Dimi Minardo is that bistama, if he does not put in any extra words, he doesn't put in the words umke veruma, he just sells the house as it is, it will not be included, the umke and ruma itself would not be included. The Gemara says, and here's where we begin, 11 lines from the bottom, last word on the line, Lema Misaylai. Let us bring a raya, perhaps, from a Mishnah further, which we'll learn later in today's shir, on Daf Samach Dalet, on the next Amud, the next Daf. Let's bring a raya from that Mishnah. What does it say in the Mishnah? That when you sell a house, you are not selling loyas habor veloyas hadus. You're not selling with the house. In the times of the Mishnah, it was not included these reservoirs. The bor is a chafira in the ground. The dus is a chafira in the ground, but it's lined with bricks. Both of those are not included in the shtar. And the Mishnah continues and says, Afal pi shekosev loy umka veruma. Even if he writes the words umka veruma, but he's not including in those words that they do not include the boer and the dus. Ve'isal kedatach b'stama koni umka veruma. If you're going to say, not like Rav Dimi Minardo, if you're going to say that a regular shtar without the words umka veruma, just the word bias, I'm selling you a bias, that the loikeach does get the umka veruma, he does get the depths, and he is able to prevent the moicher from digging under his house. He is able to prevent the moicher from building on top of his roof, bistama, even without the words umka veruma. If that's so, then leheni umka veruma lemikne bor vedus umechilois. So why does the next Mishnah say that even if the words umka veruma are written in the shtar, it does not include the bor vedus? If, even without the words umka veruma, the umka veruma are included, the depths and the heights are included in the sale to the loikeach, then when he puts in the extra words umka veruma, they would be marbe even the bar and the dus, and the Mishnah says there it's not included. So the L'chayru, we have a clear proof from the next Mishnah to the halacha of Rav Dimi Menardo, that stam a shtar that says bias does not include umka veruma. Therefore, if you put in the words umka veruma, all you're getting is the umka veruma, and you're not getting the bar. Says the Bach, we should put in the next words. Loi tzricha, I have a way to deflect this raya from the next Mishnah. We could say, the loi kasavlei, that the next Mishnah, as strange as it sounds, it's speaking about that he did not write umka veruma, which on which the Gemara immediately asks, well, afal pishur kasavlei tani. It says in the Mishnah he did write umka veruma. What do you mean? But let's first, before we get to the kasha, let's first explain what the Gemara is trying to say. That really, I'll tell you, not like Rav Dimi, I'll tell you that Bistama, he is koine, the lekeich is koine the umka veruma. It's not necessary to write in the shtar. Really, it's loikas, it's speaking about that loikas of lay. And if you wrote umka veruma, then you would include the bor and the dus. So but you don't, not like Rav Dimi said. Rav Dimi says that if you write umka veruma, that includes the umka veruma. Bistama, it's not included. With umka veruma, it is included. With tahoim aravad roim rakia, then you include even the bor and the dus. That's how Rav Dimi learns. But I'll tell you, it's no raya for the next Mishnah. The next Mishnah is saying that the umka veruma are included in the word bias. You don't have to write umka veruma. If you do write umka veruma, then you're including the bor and the dus. So the Gemara immediately asks, sounds absurd, because the Mishnah says beferish, v'afal pisha kosev like tani. Even if you write umka veruma, the bor is not included. So what kind of pshat are you saying the next Mishnah? So the Gemara adds, hachi kamar. This is what we are saying pshat in the Mishnah. Af al bi shaloi kosev loi, kemisha kosev dami, lemikna umka veruma. That the regular word bias, that's what it means. Af al pi shakosev means even though you wrote whatever you need to write to include umka veruma, but it won't include bor. If you want to include bor, then you'll have to write the words umka veruma beferish. That's how we'll learn the next Mishnah. It's no riot to Rav Dimi. It could be, Bistama, you are kind of umka veruma. What the Mishnah is trying to say is that just by being soimech, depending on the regular word bias, to include umka veruma, Bistama, not like Rav Dimi, but that is still not enough to include the bor and the dus. If you really want to include the bor and the dus, then you can't be soimach on the stam bias, then you'll have to write in the shtar umka veruma, and only then you will get the bor, but you won't need to write mitohoim arav ad roim rakia. That's how we could learn a pshat in the Mishnah, that it's not a raya to Rav Dimi. As the Gemara continues, lemikna bor v'dus mechilais. If you want the bor and the dus and the mechilais, if you want all these reservoirs of water, ikasav le umka veruma kani, if you wrote it beferish umka veruma is kani, v'ilai kasav le kani. If you didn't write it beferish, you're not kinda. It may not be the simple pshat, and in fact, in the next Mishnah, the Rashbam, of course, learns the pshat in the Mishnah the way we would learn according to Rav Dimi Menardoi, that you did write umka veruma, and that's when you get umka veruma, but that itself doesn't help you for bor. For bor, you need tohaim ara vadroim rakia. That's how the Rashbam learns in the next Mishnah. But to say it's a klor raya, I could learn, it's a doichik pshat, but it is a possible, feasible pshat in the next Mishnah that would not make it 100% raya to Rav Dimi. Toshima. So now the Gemara wants to bring another raya, a possible raya to Rav Dimi from our Mishnah, Antaf, Samach, Aleph, Amid Aleph, to the first Mishnah, the beginning of the Perek. Toshima. We learned in the Mishnah of Eloi Esagag that if I sell you a house, I'm not selling you the roof. When am I not selling you the roof? Bizman sheyesh le'makor gavoy asar tefachim. If there's a makor which is high 10 tefachim around the roof, so then it's a separate rishus. It's a shomor place. It's not considered part of the bias, and that is retained by the Meicher. In the Mishnah, it doesn't say he used the words umka veruma. So right away, we see what the raya is to Rav Dimi Minardo. Do you know why it's not included in the bias? Because he didn't use the words umka veruma. And mistam, he didn't sell it to the lekeach. The lekeach doesn't get it. Unless he writes umka veruma, which he didn't write. As we continue on Daf Samach Dal Ramad Bay, Aleph, Ve'i sal kedat v'stam akani, umka veruma, Kigvoya, if you're going to say not like Rav Dimi, and you're going to say that even if you don't write umka veruma, it's included, this bistama kani umka veruma, not like Rav Dimi, so then I don't understand pshat in the Mishnah. Kigvoya asor tvachim, my havi. So what if it's kigvoya asor tvachim, and it has a mic around it, but you didn't write umke, and you didn't write umke veruma, but if I don't hold like Rav Dimi, then even if you don't write umke veruma, it belongs to lekeach. So why doesn't this makah, which is this gag, which has a makah of 10 tvachim, why does it belong to the meicher? It should belong to lekeach. Elamai you see a right Rav Dimi, that bestama without the words umke veruma, it does not go to the lekeach. It remains with the meicher. I, the Rashbam, ask, what about if it's less than 10 tefachim? Then we see that it is sold to the lekeach. So lechara, then we have a kasha on Rav Dimi. According to Rav Dimi, why if it's less than 10 tefachim? Is it sold to lekeach? He didn't write umke veruma. On that, the Rashbam says it's no kasha Rav Dimi, because the Rashbam says, the ein ze bechlal roim el bechlal guf habayis mamish, ki aliyas habayis. It's like a second story, a second floor of a home. Is that considered an extra part? That's considered an integral part of the home. So if it's less than 10 tefachim, a makah doesn't have a makah, it means it's not a makam shomer. If it's not a makam shomer, so it's not considered a separate entity, so male it's bottled to the bias, it is the bias. It's not the room or the airspace above the bias, it becomes part of the bias. So that, of course, the Loikeach received as part of the bias. That even Mistama he will get. But our question is on the Gag that has a Mak of Ten Tvachim, and he didn't write Umke Veruma, and you're telling me it's retained by the Moicher, so Lachar you have a riot to Rav Dimi, that Mistama it does not go over to the Loikeach. Says the Gemara, no, Kivin the Gavoy Asar Tvachim Chashiv. There we have to say that it's no riot to Rav Dimi. It could be that the airspace above the 10 tefachim will not belong to the Meicher. He will not, Bistame will not belong to the Meicher, it will belong to the Lekeach. But the airspace right above the Galag for 10 tefachim, which has a mark around it, since it's a Mokum Shomer, it makes it a Mokum Choshev. It has the prerequisites that the Torah demands of having a Micah, Lysosim Dam Vesecha, Vasisa Makla Gagech, it has that, so it's considered a separate Rishus. It's not bottled to the bias, and therefore it's retained by the Meicher. So the Rashbam and Tosis point out that it'll come out an ironic thing. It'll come out, if I don't hold like Rav Dimi, that Bistama, if it doesn't say Umka Veruma, if I would say not like Rav Dimi, I would say the Lekeach is kind of the Umka Veruma Bistama. You don't have to write it in the Shtar. So it'll come out the Umka under the house the Lekeach has. He can stop the Moicher from digging there. Of course, the house itself he has. The next 10 Tvach with the Maka around it, he does not have. It's a Malkum Chashev. The airspace, the Ruma, which will be above the 10 Tvachim, that will belong bistama without the words umka veruma to the lekeach. It sounds like a strange thing, but l'chayru that's what would come out not like Rav Dimi. If we would go like Rav Dimi, then if you would not write the words umka veruma, just stama, then all he would sell the moicha to lekeach is the house itself. He would be allowed to dig under the house, the umka. He, of course, gets the 10 tefachim of the mica, that's a separate rishos, and then he even gets the 10 tefachim above he gets ad l'shamayim above the 10 tefachim, that is all belongs to the moicher bestama. But if it would not go like Rav Dimi, then it would be lekeach umke, bias lekeach, maka, that section of 10 tefachim, moicher, above that belongs to the lekeach. So we have no raya from our Mishnah on Daf Samach Aleph. We have no raya from the Mishnah on Samach Dalet. And now the Gemara, in fact, wants to ask Akasha in the next raya against Rav Dimi. Amalei Rav Vinla Rav Ashi, Toshima, come in here. We learned in yesterday's shir on Daf Samach Gimel Amud Aleph, Ha'omer Rish Lakish, Zoysei Meres, from the case. Let's refresh our memory that when a Levi sold a field to a Lekeach Yisrael, and he says, Amenas, that I retain the produce for my Sarishoin, and we had a problem there that it's a Dover Shaloi Beli Oilam. And we said that not only is he retaining the 10% of the produce, but he's also retaining, he's Meshire for himself, the ground that's going to produce the 10%, because otherwise it would be Dover Shaloi Beli Oilam. And the ground is here. That's how we learned in yesterday's shir. From that, Rish Lakish deduced, Zoysei Meres, Hamoicher Bais Chavera. A person sells a field to his friend. Va'omaloy, and he says to his friend, Amenas Shed Yutu Al Yoyne Shali, that the fenced off rooftop, which has a mak of Asorah Tvachim, belongs to me. The halacha is that Yutu Al Yoyne Shali, that the fenced off rooftop is his. Vamrin Lamai Hilchas, and we said Lamai Nafgemina, that he put in those extra words in the shtar of Amenasha Jutel Yana Shali. He gets that Jutel Yana anyway. Because as we learned, when somebody sells a house, he doesn't sell the area on the rooftop where people would use for whatever purposes they needed of the rooftop surrounded by a market that is retained by the Moicher. So what is Rish Lakish saying? That if you wrote it to the shtar, you get it, but you get it anyway. So the pshat is, what Rish Lakish is trying to say is, just like I see from the case of a Levi, when he retains the miser, not only does he get the miser, but we, in order to validate the shtar mechira, because a person wants to make sure that every t'nai that he writes in a shtar is mekuyim, he's not writing it for nothing. So Bezdin will figure out a way that we can give him not something that's loy bo loylam, we can give him the ground for the produce, which is here in the world. That's how we figured it out. So just like he's meshire the ground for the miser to validate that condition that he made in the Mechira, so too, if he puts in extra words, and there's no extra words in a shtar, every word means something. So if I put in extra words, it means that I am keeping extra rights for myself. But I have it anyway. So, legabe what? How am I going to validate what you wrote in the shtar? I must give you a schus that you don't have until now. Which schus? We had either a machloikis Reb Zvid or a papa, or some rishonim say that both of them complement each other. He gets two schusim. He gets the schus of Reb Zvid, he gets the schus of Reb Papa. What's the schus of Reb Zvid? Reb Zvid, Amar, we'll learn according to Rashbam, Shem Ratzah Lahoitzi Bazizin Maitzi, even though there's Allah Chandaf Nun Tes, Amid Beis, that a person is not allowed to put Zizin into the chutz of his friend. The Rashbam learns that this case is speaking about that he sold not only the house, but the chutzar as well. So he wouldn't have a right to put beams in the airspace above his friend's chutzar. But in order to validate the extra words that he used of Jutel Yoyne Shali, we say that he's allowed to put the Zizin because he's, just like he's Meshar in the case of the Levi, the ground for the 10% miser. So to here, airspace itself, as the Rabbeinu Yoyin and the Rosh explained yesterday, Shir, you can't sell airspace per se itself. It's not a tangible item. You can only get the airspace if you own the ground. So Enechanami, he keeps for himself a piece of ground over which this beam is extended from the house in order to validate the Tanai, we give him this extra schus. Rapapa Amar, the different schus. Shem Ratzah Livnos Ali Al Gaba Boina. If he wants, the Moicher wants to build on top of the roof another floor, he is allowed to do so. Now comes the kasha on Rav Dimi Minardoi. The Isal Kadat Bistam Aloikani, if you're going to hold like Rav Dimi, that when you don't use the words umkavaruma, the lekeach does not get the airspace, the ruma, above the roof. So lama li amanas. So what is, according to Rav Papa, the amanas giving him a new schus? He has that schus anyway to build in that airspace. So l'chayr Rav Dimi is wrong. You see, like here where the umkavaruma were not written in the shtar, we say that bestama, the lekeach doesn't have that's right. The opposite. We say that Lekeh has the right. And therefore we're giving the Moicher now the Schus, and he's taking that Schus away from the Lekeh. Rav Dimi is incorrect, we're saying now. That what? That the Lekeach Bistama does have the right. And therefore, when the Meicher puts in the extra words, we take that right away from the Lekeach, and we give it over to the Meicher. But according to Rav Dimi, the Lekeach doesn't have that right in the first place. If it's not written in the Shtar Ruma, he doesn't have the Ruma. The Meicher has the Ruma. So according to Rav Dimi, according to Rav Papa, what's he gaining by putting this extra wordage into the Shtar? He's gaining nothing. The Meicher has it anyway, because Bistama Loikani Lekeach. So l'charet shvera and Rav Dimi, we see that Bistama the Lekeach is kaina, and the Moicher has to take the schus away from him. The Gemara says, you learned wrong pshat in Rav Papa. Rav Papa did not mean that he's able to build a house, because that the Moicher, according to Rav Dimi, is able to build anyway. Ahani le'amenas, the inafel hadar bani law, as we learned the maskana in yesterday's shir, we already spoke out what the pshat in Rav Papa is. But now we see why we have to say that pshat. We couldn't learn like the regular words would seem to indicate that he's going to build a second story, because that's schus he has anyway to build a second story. But the pshat is, in case the roof collapses, so normally there's a halacha that the loikeach is able to rebuild it and he gets to own the gag itself. Now by putting in these extra words of the Yuta El Yoina Shali, the Moicher maintains the right that if the, in the future the roof collapses, then instead of the Lekeach getting it, the Moicher will get it. But Einachanami, in terms of building on top by himself, the Moicher, he doesn't need the extra words. Mistamed, the Lekeach is Loikani, like Rav Dimi says. The Moicher has that right anyway. The extra words aren't helping him for that right. He has that right according to Rav Dimi anyway. The Sheet asks the question, why do we have to say that the schus that he gains according to Rav Dimi is the Enufel Hutter Bunny law, that if it collapses, instead of Lekeach rebuilding it, the Moicher will rebuild it and he will maintain his bilus on the Gag? Why don't we say that even though the, according to Rav Dimi, the Moicher Bestama retains the right to build in the airspace, but he's not allowed to have his structure weighed down on the building that he just sold to the Lekeach? So maybe the extra words are to give him that right. Without the extra words, he would have to build a structure in such a way that he can use the airspace on top of the Lekeach, but he can't use the building of the Lekeach. So maybe these extra words are giving him the right to put his beams on the building of the Lekeach without making some structure which will not have to come on to the actual weight of his second floor on top of the first floor of the Lekeach. So normally he wouldn't have that right, and now we're going to give him that right. Says the Shita, that the Gemara held, according to Rav Papa, that he would never get that right. So far, to let him have his second story weighed down and perhaps cause in the future some damage to the Lekeach, that he doesn't have such a right, according to the Shita in Rav Papa, and that's why even though the words would even perhaps work out better in Rav Papa, Shem Amar Ratzo Livnes Aliyah Al Gaba, not just in the airspace on top, but literally on the structure of the Lekeach, these words, the additional words, would give him the right to build on the structure itself. That right, says the Shita, the Gemara held that even the extra words will not give him that right. What's interesting is that if you remember, in yesterday's shir, we spoke out that the Rabbeinu Tam in Rav Zvid on Daf Samech Yom Amud Aleph, the last Tosfos, Divrei HaMashal Al Manas, learns that very schus in the words of Rav Zvid. And I quote, That's the exact shot that Rav Zvid learns, that the Rabbeinu Tam learns in Rav Zvid, not like the Rashbam, that the beams are sticking out into the airspace. No, it has nothing to do with the chotzer on the side. He never even sold the lekeach, the chotzer, according to Rabbeinu Tam. But normally he has no right to weigh down on the first floor of the lekeach. This will give him the right to weigh down. According to this, it'll come out. If we speak out the Rabbeinu Tam and the Shita, it would come out that the Shita holds that Rapapa does not give him that schus. And the Rabbeinu Tam holds that we do give that schus according to Rav Zvid. It would come out, L'chaira, perhaps a new machloikis between Rav Zvid and Rapapa. Do the extra words give him the schus to weigh down on the structure of the Lekeach or not? Continues the next Mishnah, which we've already referred to this Mishnah on Samach Gimel Amud Beis. When you're selling a house, you're not selling with it. Loya sabar, veloya sadus. Not the area that was hollowed out to hold water. And not the cistern, which is a lined bore with bricks. Neither of them will see in the Gemara why you need both cases. Neither of them are sold with the house. Alpha pisha kosvalai umkavaruma. And we'll learn, like the Rashbam's pshat, according to Rav Dimi, that even if you wrote the words umka veruma, because umka veruma only gives you the schus that the moicher cannot dig under the house, he cannot build in the airspace on top of the house. So umka veruma gives you that schus. Without that, those words, the moicher would be able to do those things. And even though you wrote umka veruma, it won't include such a function which is totally different than the residential function of a house, that of a water reservoir, that would not be included. Now that it comes out that you, by just writing umka veruma, you don't get the bor, you'll only get the bor if you wrote mitohoim arav adrum rakia. So with the words umka veruma, the moicher maintains the boyer vitzarech likach loy derech. Divrei Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva holds that now for the moicher to get to his bor, which he has retained for himself, even though he sold the bias to the lekeach, he's going to have to buy that right to travel through the lekeach's property to get to his bor. The chachamim say no. Not only did he retain the bor, but he retained access to the bor. The moicher does not have to pay for the derech. There's going to be a whole discussion on the base what the machlokes of Kivin the Rabbanan is. And we're going to come out, the machlokes is whether b'ayin yafa he's meicher or b'ayin ro he's meicher. When Reuven sells something to Shimon, does he do it in a benevolent way or does he do it in a very stingy way? Rabbi Akiva holds he does it in a benevolent way. He wants the lekeach to gain. So therefore, he gives him the house. He gives him the access way to the bor as well. And if he wants to get access from the lekeach, he has to pay for that right, according to Rabbi Akiva. The Rabbanan says he sells in a stingy way, and therefore he just gave him the bor, nothing else. The access, I don't have to pay you. I sold you the house. I didn't sell you the bor. And all I gave you is the house. The access way to my bor, that I retained for myself, I don't have to pay you. Umayda Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva's Maida. Bezman sh'amar loy chutz me'elu, if he said that I'm selling you the house, and he specified everything in the house except for the boyer and the dus, I'm not selling to you. She'ein tzarech likach derech. If he wrote such a lashon, then he's saying, I sold you everything. Why is he adding those extra words? He wants to give himself, the moicher, extra schusim. So he's trying to say, I sold you the house, and I sold you everything except for the bor and the dus, and I'm writing these extra words in, except from these, because it means that I am retaining the right of access to the bor and dus that I am not selling to you. Now, the Rashbam speaks out that according to the Rabbanon, certainly he never, even if he doesn't write these words, he never sold the access route. He's allowed to go there without paying for it, the moicher. So why did the moicher put in these extra words? Einichanami, the Rashbam says, Ravcha Namilsa, because the moicher is Amoritz. He doesn't know what, according to Halacha, is his legally, and therefore he wanted to make sure that no one will question his right of access to the boor. So he put in the extra words, I'm selling you the house, chutz me'ela, except for the boor, which means I want access. But according to Rabbani, you didn't have to do that. Even if you wouldn't have written those words in, you would have had the right, because ayin rohu meicher, you would have had the right to go to your boor. Rabbi Akiva oimer, ein, what, machron la'acher, what happens if instead of the first case, where the meicher sold the house and retained the boor, just the opposite. He retained his house, that he's not selling. He's only selling the boor. Machon lach, Rabbi Akiva Oimer, ein et tzarech likach lederech. Here Rabbi Akiva says, in the Reisha, Rabbi Akiva said, tzarech likach derech. Here he says, by the lekeach of the boor, the lekeach does not have to pay for the boor, he has access. The chacham who said that the moicher who retained the boor does not have to pay for the derech, when the moicher sold only the boar, then the lekeach is tzarech likach lederech. What the svara of Rabbi Akiva and the Chacham is, we will see on Amud Beis in the Gemara. Yosef Ravinov Kakashalei. He had a kasha. Hainu boar, hainu duz. It's the same thing. They're both reservoirs of water. Why do you have to give me two cases? Amale Rava Toysva. So Rava Toysva answered to Ravina. I have on the side of Gemara from years ago, which I didn't check out this time, that it says that Rava Taisafa was one of the Rabbanan Savaroi who came after the Chesimus HaTalmud. He was a Talmud of Ravina. Ravina, Rav Ashi completed the Talmud. So this is Ravina here. He had a Talmud called Rava Taisva. So Rava Taisva, although he was from the Rabbanan Savaroi, he came from the era after the Amoraim, after the Chesimus HaTalmud. But according to this, he is included here in the Masa Umatan of this sugya. So Rava Taisva said to Ravina, Toshima, you want to know why both Bor Vedus are included in the Mishnah? Come in here. The Sani we learned in the Braisa, Echra Bor Vechra Dus, Bekarka, both are in Karka, Ella, Shabor Bechvira, the Bor, you just dig it out, Vahadus Bebinyan, you line it with stones. And then the Gemara says the exact same thing, not from Ravina, but from Rav Ashi. Yosef Rav Ashi, Akashalei, Hainabor, Hainadus. Why do we need both cases? Omlei Mark, Shishabred, Rav Kizer, Rav Ashi, Toshma, Desanya, Echadabor, Echadus, Bekarka, Elishabor, Bechvir, Vadus, Bebinyan. Now that we know that the bor is dug out without lining of brick, and Adus is dug out with a lining of brick, the Rashbam, the bottom Rashbam says, now we know why we had to say both of them in the Mishnah. Because they're two different categories. And if I said one, I wouldn't know the other. The Rashbam explains that if I would have said just boar, I would have said, since boar is chafira, so therefore, it's separate, everything in the house is finished. The boar is a raw item that was just hewn out of the karka. It's not finished in any way. So that makes sense. That veloyes abor, that's not included in bayis. Bav a dus, which is a binyan, which is a finished structure of bricks. So I would have thought that that's like a house, and therefore it should be included in the house. Kamash malon, that not as only is a bor not included in the house, the dus is not included in the house as well. Ve'itan a dus, if it would say that dus is not included, I would say that dus is a separate binyan, and it's a chush of a thing. And they're like a makah, the gag with the makah is chashiv. So this is a chashiv area by itself. It's its own chashiv structure. But a boar, which is just a raw carving out of the ground, that's not a binyan by itself. It's not chashiv. It should be batal. Legabi to bais. That's what I would have thought. Kamash malon, that both boar and dus are not considered part of the house. Continues the Gemara to explain the next part of the Mishnah. It states that when the moicher does not sell the boyer, so Rabbi Akiva says, Sarach likach loy derech divi Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva holds he has to pay for access rights. The chacham disagree, and they say, ain it sarach, he does not. My love, b'hokamithli. L'chara, what's the machlokes between Rabbi Akiva and the Rabbanan? In the following, as we turn to the Samach Dal Ramad Beis, the Rabbi Akiva, so Rabbi Akiva holds, moicher b'ayin yafa moicher. The moicher sold with a benevolent eye, and therefore he sold access rights as well. If he wants to get it back from the lekech, he has to pay for it. V'rabbanan savri moicher buying raw moicher, as we explained in the Mishnah, that the moicher is selling it with a jaundiced eye, with a stingy eye, and therefore he did not sell the access rights. I don't have to pay to go to my own boar. Ude ka'amar nami ba'alma, Rabbi Kivu le'tameh da'amar moicher buying yafa moicher. And when you'll have different sugyas and shas, where the Gemara will say that the machloikus there between Rabbi Akiva and the Rabbanan is in this concept, whether ba'ayin yafu moich or not, what's the granddaddy of them all, what's the classic case or the first case where this is all taken from, that's our Mishnah, mehocha. This is the makar for gan shas, wherever you have a machloikus Rabbi Akiva and Rabbanan in this concept, it's derived from the machloikus that we have in our Mishnah concerning derech. For example, the Rashbam speaks out. We had earlier in the Masechta Daf Lamed Zayin Amid Beis, if somebody sells a tree, there's a machlokes Rabbi Akiva the Rabbanan, do I sell you the karka that's under the tree? L'mayin afgemina, if the tree dies, and the lekeach wants to replant the tree. So according to Rabbi Akiva, yes, I sell it to you with a benevolent eye. So I sold you the karka under the tree, and you get not only the tree, you get the kark as well to replant the tree if the first tree should get destroyed. And the Rabbanan say, no, ba'ayin rohu moicher, I didn't sell you the ground. I sold you a tree. The tree dies, then that's the end of our relationship. I didn't sell you anything else because ba'ayin rohu moicher, and that's all totally in our Mishnah. That's the what we should say. The Gemara says, what's the raya that's goof for the pshat in our Mishnah? Mimai. Dilma, maybe the Bach puts in the words, baha pligi. This is going to be the machlokes in our Mishnah between Rabbi Akiva and the Rabban. Rabbi Akiva sover, ein adam roitza sheyitu ma'oisav v'yidrisu acherim. A person does not want, a lekeach does not want to give money, and other people should trample on the property. He wants to feel that he's a balabos. I paid good money for this plot of land, this bias. I don't want people barging into my property. You want to come in? Pay me for it. Then I'm giving up some rights by letting you in, but at least I'm getting paid from it. For it, I feel that I'm a baal bus over it. So that's, maybe it could be, the Rashbam says, everywhere else, either everybody holds ba'ayin yafa, ba'ayin raw, but here's a totally different machloikis. Here, the Rabbi Akiva puts a stress that, let's code name the stress, because we're going to use it many times in the sugya, drisa. I want to feel that I'm the balabas, that nobody can trample over my property. So that's why the moicher has to pay the lekech, according to Rabbi Akiva, when he sells him the house and he retains the bor for himself. But the access rights, he has to give the lekech feeling of ownership. But it's not because moicher ba'ayin yafa, who moicher, that he gave up his access rights. V'rabbanan savri, Rabbanan look at a different idea. The moicher sold the house. He retained the boyer. How am I supposed to get to the boyer? I should fly through the air. So obviously, when I sold you the house and I retained the boyer, it was self-understood that I'm going to have to go through your house to get water from the reservoir. I didn't give up that right. Am I supposed to fly through? So let's call this right pircha, meaning flying through the air. So Rabbi Akiva looks at drisa, gives it to the lekeach. The Rabbanan look at pircha, flying, and they give it to the moicher. So therefore you have no raya from the resha of our Mishnah, v'elam seifa of our Mishnah. If I include the seifa of our Mishnah, then we have to say the machlokes Rabbi Akiva and the Rabbanan is in ayin yaf or ayin ra. Why? Because we learned in the seifa, machmel acher, if he sold the boyer to someone else, he kept the house, but he sold the board to someone else. Rabbi Akiva Omer ain't certainly likach loyderech. Rabbi Akiva now says that the loykeach does not have to pay for the way. V'chachamim Omerim tzarech. The chachamim say that the loykeach has to pay. And now the Bach puts in the following words: my lab, v'hakamifli. What's the machlokes between Rabbi Akiva and the Rabbanan in the seifa? The Rabbi Akiva savri moicher ba'ayin yafa moicher. Rabbanan savri moicher ba'ayin ra moicher. The machlokes must be an ayin ra, an ayin yafa. Why must it be? Explains the Rashbam. Because otherwise we're going to have a stira between the resha and the seifa. In the resha, Rabbi Akiva says that the person who has the boyer has to pay for access rights. In the resha. In the seifa, Rabbi Akiva says the person who has the boyer, the lekeach, does not have to pay for access rights. The Rabbanan say the opposite. In the resha, the person who has the boor does not have to pay for access rights. In the seifa, the lekeach who's buying the boor, he has to pay for access rights. So how do we reconcile the ratio of the seifa? So if we go with the svara of Ein Yafa and Ein Roa, it's simple. Rebbe Akiva holds down the line Ein Yafa. So when I'm selling the house and I'm just retaining the buyer, so I'm selling it benevolently, that you, the Lekeach, get the access rights to the buyer. If I want it, I have to pay for it. But in the safe, according to Rebbe Akiva, when I'm just selling the buyer, so I'm retaining the house, selling you the buyer, I'm doing it with a Ayin Yafa, so you get the buyer, you get the access rights also, you don't have to pay for it. So that's why in the Reish it makes sense where the person who has the boar has to pay for the access rights, and in the seifa, he does not have to pay. The Rabbanan is just the opposite. They always say, buying raw, hu moicher. So when I'm selling you the house and retaining the boar, I'm stingy and I keep the access rights for myself. In the seifa, when I'm selling you the boar and I'm keeping the house, then I'm stingy and I'm not giving you the access rights unless you pay for it. And therefore, the Rabban holding the seifa, Lekeach has to pay. So we have a beautiful pshat to understand the Reish in the seifa. But if you're going to tell me now, says the Rashbam, that no, the pshat in the Reish is something else, that the Rabbi Akiva looks at the drisa concept, that I have to act like a bala boss and feel that you are trampling on my ground, you got to pay for it. So if so, in the Seifa, how do we understand what Rabbi Akiva suddenly says, that when I sold you the boar, the Lekeach doesn't have to pay? What happened to the ownership rights of the Drisa principle concerning the Moicher? Why don't we stand up for the Moicher? Why, here suddenly it seems that we're looking at the Lekeach saying, Avir, Pricha, Ba'avir. How am I going to get there unless I'm going to fly there? Obviously, I bought the access rights also. But that's not what Rabbi Akiva held in the Reisha. Rabbi Akiva in the Reisha was zeroing in on Drisa. Why doesn't he zero in on Drisa and the Seifa and give the access rights to the Moicher? He's coming through my property, let him pay for it. The opposite, let's go to the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan in the Reisha looked at Pircha, at flying through the air. There they gave it the right to the Moicher. He doesn't have to pay for it. Am I supposed to fly there? Suddenly in the Seifa, what happened to that? He sold him the bar. Is the Lekeach supposed to fly there? Obviously, he sold him the access as well. And yet the Rabbanan are holding the Seifa. The Lekeach has to pay for the access. So your pshat won't work in the Reish and the Seifa. My pshat of Ein Yafa, Ein Ra will work beautifully in the Reish and the Seifa. But yours won't. So that's what the Gemara says here. The Gemara says, from the Seifa, it's muchrach that the pshat in the whole Mishnah is either Ein Yaf or Ein Ra. So the Gemara says, no riot. Dilma b'hai pligi. The Rabbi Akiva Savar Basar died to the Lekeach Hazlian. Rabban and Savri Basar died to the Moicher Hazlian. I still don't have a raya conclusively from our Mishnah that the Machlokes is telling Ein Yaf and Ein Ra. Why? Because I can say that Rabbi Akiva, he is consistent. He's consistent that we always go after the Lekeach, as the Rashbam explains, because somebody's paying top dollar, so Yad Lekeach Alo El Yoyna. We always have to side with the Lekeach because he wouldn't waste his money. We have to say that when he bought the house, he doesn't, there we concentrate on the Drisa factor. I want to feel I'm a ball boss. I don't want you, without paying me, trampling through my house to get to the boar, the water reservoir. On the other hand, when I'm buying a boar, then of course I'm paying top dollar to be able to have access to the boar. There we look at the Pircha Ba'avir factor. Am I supposed to fly there? Because we're always on the side of Lekeach. That's going to Rabbi Akiva. According to the Rabbanan, we're always on the side of the Moicher. So when I'm selling you a house and not a boar, Yad Bala Shtar Ala Tachtoina, you proved to me in the Shtar that I sold you access. I maintain I kept the access. In the Seifa, I sold you a boar. Proved to me that I sold you access. I maintain that I did not sell you the access. You want the access, pay for it in addition. In the Reisha, we're going to concentrate on the Pircha factor. You want me to fly there? Of course, I did not sell you the access to the boar. I retained that for myself. Yad Bala Shtar is on a Tachtoina. We're going to listen to the Moicher. And in the Seifa, we're going to listen to the Moicher that he did not sell the access rights to the Lekeach. Pay for it. So that's the consistency of the resha and the seifa, not in ayin yof and ayin ra, but whether you look on the side of the lekeach or you look on the side of the moicher. So I have now a different shot in the Mishnah, which l'chayru, there's no raya to what you're saying, that it's totally the machlokes in ayin yof and ayin ra. Ela maha. Let's bring a raya from daf ayin, a Mishnah on daf ayin, aleph amid aleph, where it says, now we flip to sada. I do not, when I sell you a soda, I do not sell you, the Rashbam says, this boar and gas that we're going to speak about in the Mishnah is not a boar in the house, as in the previous case, but a boar in the soda. I didn't sell you loyas a boar of water, veloyas a gas a wine press, I didn't sell you veloy es ha shoivach, a dove coat, I didn't sell you ben chreven, ben yeshuvim, whether they're desolate, meaning they're not in use, ben yeshuvim, when they are in use. If they're not in use, means that the boar has no water, the gas has no wine, the shoivach has no doves, ben yeshuvim, whether they are in use, I did not sell it to you. And now, when I did not sell it to you, I kept it for myself. Just like Rabbi Kiva said by Bais, he says the same thing by a boar in the Sada, that the Moicher gave away the access rights, and if he wants it, now he has to pay for it. The Chachamim say that he doesn't have to pay for it. The Kasha is Hasulamali. Why do we need this extra case? What are we learning more in this Mishnah than the Mishnah is concerning a boar in a house? Elalav, Hakam Ashmalon. It must be teaching us the Rebbe Kiva Sovereign Moicher Bain Yafa Moicher, Rabban and Sovereign Moicher Bain Ra Moicher. It must be the reason that Rabbeinu HaKadosh added this Mishnah is to tell you that the Machloikas between Rebbe Kiva and the Rabbanan is not a Machloikas. Do you concentrate on the needs of the Lekeach or do you concentrate on the needs of the Moicher? But rather, it's a greater Machloikas which affects many other things. And that is it Moicher Bain Yafa or is Moicher Ein Ra, and Mimela, that'll be the pshat in the case with the tree on the ground. Am I selling you the ground underneath it or not? Based on this machloikas, Bain Yofer or Bain Ra. And that's why Rebbe added the Mishnah. Says the Gemara, what's the raya? Dilmash mina bias, the kamashmulan sada. Maybe the first Mishnah on Daf Samach Dalid, when I didn't sell you the board, I was in a house. But I'm trying to teach you in the Mishnah on Ayin Aleph that it applies to a field as well. What's the difference, a house or a field? It's Sricha. You need both a house and a field. And now we're going to say why Rabbi Kiva needs it. And the Rashbam says we could understand it in the same way why the Rabbanan need a case by a house and a case by a field. The Ashmina buys, if it would just tell me Rabbi Kiva's din, that once I sold a house, I retained the boar, but I have to pay for access rights to the boar. If it would just tell me about bias, mishum, the boy sinusa. There, we side with the lekeach because I'm trying to do private things in my house. Of course, the drisa factor is a very strong factor. I want to feel like I'm the owner of my house. I don't want you trampling through my house. You want to come through it? Then, of course, pay for it. Avil saw the emaloi. But by Sada, I would think, maybe the Rabbi Kiva agrees to the Rabbanan that the Moicher retained the access rights as well, because there's no private things done in the Sada. So perhaps there, the Rabbi Kiva would be moited to the Chachamim, that the Moicher does not have to pay for the access rights to the Lekeach. The Ashmin and Sada, and if it would tell me by Sada that the Moicher has to pay for access rights, that's only Mishum the Kashalei Davsha, because traffic in a field destroys the produce, and therefore, the Moicher has to pay to Lekeach access rights. But Aval Bayis Emeloi, but there is no such concept in a house that you're ruining any produce. So maybe there, Rabbi Kiva is moited to the Rabbanon that the Moicher retains the access rights and does not have to pay for it. So therefore, it had to tell me by both cases that Rabbi Kiva holds that the Moicher has to pay in both cases. And the Rashbam says that according to the Rabbanon, we could say the same thing. That if it would just tell me the bias, so we would say that it's only by the bias where the Rabbanan hold the Moicher retains his rights, because there's no concept of dafsha, there's no concept of ruining produce. So there we side with the Moicher. But by a Sada where there's a problem of destroying produce, maybe they would be moited to Rabbi Kiva that the Moicher has to pay the Lekeach. And if it would say it by Sada, I would say because by Sada there's no Indian of Tznius. That's why the Moicher retains the rights. But by a bias where he's infringing on the Tznius, issues of the Lekeach, perhaps there the Rabban would be muttered to Rabbi Kiva that that the Moicher does have to pay for the access rights. So therefore, Kamash Malan, both by Bias and both by Sada, Rabbi Kiva across the board holds the Moicher has to pay for the access rights, and the Rabbanan hold in both cases, we do that the Moicher does not have to pay for the access rights. So, Memela, you can't bring me a raya from the extra Mishnah by Sada that it's coming to teach you the halacha of Moicher Bayin Yafa or Moicher Bayin Ra. Ela mi seifa. The Gemara concludes and says, you know where my final raya is? That's going to be from the seifa of the Mishnah, Daf Ayin Aleph. What's the seifa say? Machra and Lacher. What happens if I retained my rights to the field? You know what I sold to you? I sold to you the boer and the gas and the shayvach. That's what I sold to you. So if I sold it to you, then Rabbi Kiva Omer, ain't it tzarich likach l'derech? The lekeach gets automatically access rights. V'chachamim Omerim tzarich. And the chachamim say that he has to pay for the access rights, which is exactly what we learned in the Sefer on the Mishnah on Amud Aleph concerning bias. Hasul Amali. What do we need this Mishnah for? If it's to tell me the machlokes of Rabbi Kiva and the Rabbanan, whether you focus on the needs of the Lekeach or you focus on the needs of the Moicher, that we know already from the first Mishnah. If it's to tell me that Sod is like bias, that we know from the ratio of the second Mishnah on Daf Ayin Aleph. Hainahach, you're not adding anything to me. El alav hakamash malon. The Rabbi Kiva savor moicher b'ayin yafa moicher Rabbanan savri moicher b'ayin raw moicher. The Gemara says enichnami shmami no. Ah, from the safe of the Mishnah Ayin Aleph, which is totally redundant. It's not teaching me anything new that we didn't learn before. No chedushim. Must be that Rebbe still put the safe of Sada in to tell you that the machloikis, Rabbi Kiva and Rabban, is a fundamental machloikis, which we can learn from there to call a shas, such as the case of Elon and Karka on Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Beis. That's why Rebbe added it. One final note, the Rashbam says, wait a second. Perhaps what we're teaching in the Seifa is not the lesson of Ayin Ra and Ayin Yafa, but rather it is that the Chachamim hold that in the Seifa, where Machran La'acher, that the din will be that the Acher has to pay for the access rights. What's the Chiddush in the Chachamim? So the Rashbam says, perhaps the Chiddush is that in the Reisha of the Mishnah and Daf Ayin Aleph, where the Rabbanan were Mechulak and Rabbi Kiva, there we were focusing on the needs of the Moicher. When he sold the boer, he did not sell the access rights, because there we were concentrating on Pircha Ba'avir. How am I supposed to get to my boer? Am I supposed to fly through the air? So I did not sell to you those access rights. But however, maybe in the Seifa, when I sold you the boar and I kept the Sada, so perhaps, the Rashbam says, here the Chachamim would be Moide to Rabbi Kiva that you, the Lekeach, do not have to pay for it. Because the only svara here that you should have to pay for it would be because we're going to concentrate on the needs of the Moicher, and the needs of the Moicher would be one of Drisa. In other words, that you're going to trample my crops. Maybe the Chachamim don't hold of the svara of trampling of crops. And maybe over here they would come out being moited to Rabbi Kiva that we concentrate more on the Lekeach's needs. The Lekeach's needs here is Avir, is Pircha. How am I supposed to get them? Am I supposed to fly there? So therefore I don't have to pay for the access rights. Kamash Malan, that the Chachamim also hold of the svara of destroying property, and therefore they are going to concentrate on the Moicher's right, as they always do. So perhaps it's not to teach me Ayin Yaf, it's to teach me that the Moicher's right is not only when he sells the house and keeps the boar, but it's also when he sells the boar and keeps the Sada. So maybe that's the reason I have the Seifa. Says the Rashbam that for that I wouldn't need the Seifa. Because if you're going to say that, you're going to be making two machloikas in Rabbi Kiva. and Rabbanan. One machloikis is, who do we concentrate the moicher and the lekeach? Then you're going to make a second machloikis. Are we worried in the drisa concept? Are we worried about the drisa concept only by a house, but we don't care about it where there's the inyan of tznius, but we don't care about the drisa concept when it comes to a sada, because there's no tznius issue. There's only a dafsha issue that I might be ruining your crops. And the Rabbi Kiva would hold of that problem, the Rabbana would not. You're going to be throwing in a whole new machlokes here, says the Rashbam. That's not Mistavra. If we see from the Reisha of the Mishnah Nayin Aleph that Rabbi Kiva held that consistently, whether it's a bias or whether it's a sada, he always sides with the Lekeach. So the Rabbanan, whether it's a bias and a sada, are always going to side on the side of the Moicher. So that Chiddush I know from the Reisha already. And Mimela, then the Sefer wouldn't be teaching me anything new, because there's no Chiddush that they hold of this swar by Sod as well, because otherwise you'd be making a whole new machloikis between Rabbi Kiva and the Rabbanan. So if you saw the Chiddush already, that Sod is like bias in Rabbi Kiva, so we have to assume that Sod is like bias in the Rabbanan as well. There's only one machloikis between Rabbi Kiva and the Rabbanan, and that is, do you go after the needs of the Moicher, or do you go after the needs of the Lekeach? Well, we learned that Chiddush already. And we learned the Chiddush by bias and by Sada. So why do you need the Seifa of the Mishnah 9? The Gemara says, Shema Minah. There's only one reason. The Rebbe wanted to teach us that the Machlokes Rabbi Kiva and Rabbanan is not the needs of the Moicher and needs of the Lekeach. And it's a local issue here in Bava Basra. But rather, it's a Shas issue. The Shas issue is whether we always look at the Moicher as selling in a benevolent way by an Yafa, or whether we look at the Moicher selling in a stingy, in a jaundiced eye. And that is, he'll be stingy and won't sell it by Ayin Yafa. That's the machloikis, which affects many sugyas in Shas. Shema Minah, this is from the Seifa Mishnah on Ayin Aleph, a very good raya.